Hey gang, Steve here. We're in the New York store. It's October 25th, and we wanted to do a little podcast for a very special event we're having here. We've got a Sabian Ganbops Meet the Masters session going on here. A lot of cool product happening here, and a lot of cool people are here. And we've got a special guest with us at the moment who's been around for, a couple of years. Right, Lenny? I got Lenny DiMuzio here, and Lenny goes back many, many years in this business as one of the finest people in the world with an ear for cymbals. Unbelievable. And before I actually have Lenny talk to you, I got to tell you my quick Lenny story. Yeah. My quick Lenny story goes back to when I was about 18 years old, and I was playing in a big band, and the guy I was working for in a music store, I said, God, man, I got to get a cymbal. I need a better cymbal. And he says, well, why don't we call Lenny? I said, oh, man, we can't do that. At the time, Lenny was at Zildjian, and Lenny was picking Buddy's cymbals and everything else. Oh, we can't do that. My friend says, yeah, we can. Calls up. He says, here. And he hands the phone to me. And Lenny says, hey, kid, what do you need? And I tell him, well, I'm looking for, and I explain this. And I'm sitting there going, there's no way this is going to work. I don't see how this is going to work. But I explain to Lenny what I'm looking for in a sound. He says, okay, no problem. 2 weeks later, cymbal shows up. It was a 21-inch Big Bell became an actual product line not long after that. Yeah. And I put the stick on it and I went, Jesus, that's exactly what I wanted. Uh-huh. And like a dummy, I don't still have that cymbal today, but that's how good it was. And that was my Lenny experience when I was 18. Mm-hmm. So here we are a few years later, and I'm here and Lenny's here and we're in the New York store. So I would like for Lenny to share a little bit of his insight with us about his more than stellar career and what he's been doing. So tell us a little bit about what's going on, Lenny, and how you're doing.
Steve, first of all, getting back to your story, you're probably saying, wow, that was kind of remarkable. How did he know what I wanted?
Exactly.
Well, it's like any kind of a tradesman. You know, if you do something often enough, if you make pizzas every day, you know what kind of a pizza, you know, is supposed to taste like.
Yes.
And I know what a cymbal is supposed to sound like. Once you're handling them all day long, I was there 42 years. But I also was a drummer. So I was schooled, you know, as a musician. I play a little piano, you know, but a lot of drums. In fact, I had the opportunity to go with Woody Herman, but I turned it down because I was working for Zildjian, and they were great people.
Yeah.
And so I stayed.
Yeah.
And things worked out fine. And then I just grew with it and developed a knack, you know, for feeling the metal. And I could actually pick cymbals without even testing them, Steve. I didn't even have to hit them. I could tell by the feel.
And,
you know, and
that's an important point because Papa Joe taught me how to pick cymbals by feel. And I do it today, and it's sort of an automatic response, and I don't think about it. And people say, what are you doing? Because what I do is I go up and I tweak the edge of the cymbal because I want to decide whether or not.
Yes.
You know, we just kind of tweak the edge like that, and I can tell whether it's. And when Papa Joe did that, I said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He said, I can tell right away if it's even worth putting a stick on it. If you feel that edge, if it's too thick, don't even bother.
Don't bother.
If it shakes and wobbles just right, it feels good.
Yep. And Steve, you hit the nail on the head, because that's how he picked cymbals. He didn't hit them with the drumstick. He'd pick it up and snap it on the edge and say, I want to see those red devils jumping around on that cymbal. If I don't see those devils, and I know he was listening for the vibration.
Yeah.
He said, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. You know, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And then once he picked the cymbals, he would say, come on, let's go have some pork chops. He would bring a brown bag with him and have his own pork chops. And he didn't want to go to lunch. He just wanted to go and sit in the shipping room with the boys.
Yeah.
And have some pork chops, you know, and sip a little bit of, cider.
Yeah, a little libation.
Yeah. And he was off and gone. God, he come into the office one day, showed up out of the clear blue. Armin was out playing golf, and the girls called me over and said, Lenny, there's a gentleman here that wants to see Armin. I said, what's his name? He said his name is Jones. I said, uh-oh. So I get up and I run over, and it was Papa Joe.
Yeah.
And so we, you know, shook hands and all that. Papa, what are you doing here? He says, I'd say, because I want a job, and I want to talk to Mr. Zildjian. And right at that point, Mr. Zildjian happened to be walking around the office. And he came over, and I introduced him. And Papa Joe said, Mr. Zildjian, I'm looking for a job. And Mr. Zildjian, you know, said, well, what kind of a job? He said, don't matter what kind of job, I'll sweep out the goddamn, the toilet, and I just want to be around that metal that you got. And, of course, Mr. Zildjian was totally taken by surprise. So yeah. He said, I'll have you talk to my son, Armin. He's not here now. And but he said, Lenny will take care of you. So yeah. So then we went on our way and did our cymbal picking and all that there. And, of course, everything after that is history.
I'm telling you.
Steve, yeah.
Well, and one it's of the, well known that you picked Buddy's cymbals for him.
And Buddy's cymbals, believe it or not, Steve, Buddy was not that difficult. And he knew what he wanted. And once he heard it, he stopped. He wouldn't hoss around with, let me try that, let me try this, let me try that. No, just hit those suckers, you know, and I'll tell you what I want.
Right.
Well, we were there when I first met Buddy. We were in the shipping room, and Armin's with us, and I got a stack of 20s, and I'm trying the 20s, you know, and putting them on a stand, and Buddy's saying, no, not high enough. You know, he said, "Now I want I know too high. I want something a little lower." I put another cymbal up. He says, "No, I want something a little lower." I go to about 15 cymbals, and finally, I'm getting pissed. So I take the stand and I drop it down about a foot, and I put a 20-inch cymbal on it, and I said, "How do you like that, buddy? Is that low enough for you?" He said, "I don't want to swear." He says, "Who's that effing wise guy, Armin?" He said, "Oh," he says, "that's Lenny." He says, "Yeah." I mean, he said, but Buddy loved it.
Yeah.
You could do that to Buddy. And he was that kind of a dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could play games with him because he was, I mean, he would do things that were totally off the wall. And we would be, Armin and I, you know, we were at every show he came to in Boston. You know, we didn't miss one.
I believe it.
And Buddy, I'll never forget one time we're at Lenny's on the Turnpike, and he said, so you bring some more crap for me to play on, Zildjian? And he said, no, Buddy, this is the best we got. And he'd pick it up like this and throw it on the floor, and he said, I don't want that crap. Where's the good stuff?
Where's the good stuff, right?
Oh, and just to say, so, Armin said to Buddy, he comes out on stage, and Buddy's wearing some boots. And he says, hey, Buddy, how can you play that bass drum with those big goddamn boots you're wearing? He said, the boots don't play the drums, man. The foot does, you idiot.
Oh, man. That's good.
And then one other quick story, Steve, about Buddy. We're there. Opening night at one of the big restaurants on the South Shore, and we're sitting right down front. And prior to that, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months, we went into the drumstick business, and we were having sticks made down in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
It was just our beginning of the introduction to sticks.
Sure.
So we felt, you know, with the marketing gang, we got to get a drummer, you know, to endorse these sticks. And we never thought of Buddy because we were thinking rock and roll.
Yeah.
So I think we got the drummer from Megadeth. and we put his name on the drumstick.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So the show, they introduce Buddy, and Buddy comes out. We're sitting right there. Buddy's got a pair of drumsticks. And he comes walking over, and he looks at him, and he says, you effing this, he said, you scumbag, you son of a bitch, he's yelling at Armin. I'm saying, what did I do? He said, I'm the greatest fucking drummer in the world, and you put a rock and roll name on drumsticks? He said, why didn't you put Buddy Rich on these drumsticks? Oh, God, you're crazy.
Oh,
and
funny.
I'm saying, oh, I'm sorry, Buddy, I'm sorry. We'll make a drumstick
tomorrow morning.
We'll
right,
have them ready.
God,
and But yeah, Steve, there's a million stories like that.
There's a million.
You know, they go on with Philly Joe was a funny dude. Barrett Deems was crazy.
Barrett was a very, very good dear friend of mine.
Really?
And in the last years of Barrett's life, Barrett and I used to do drum duets at the Vintage Show in Chicago every year. And then and Barrett, you know, Barrett didn't drive a car. So I'd drive him around his gigs and stuff, and it was pretty interesting. He was a crazy man.
Oh, he was crazy.
A crazy man. Crazy. Great player, crazy man.
Yeah, three packs of cigarettes.
All the time.
And they put them out anywhere.
Yeah.
Come on a brand new carpet in a hotel. He didn't give a shit.
He was out of control. Was out of control.
Oh yeah.
Well, we should probably close off this segment here, and then maybe we'll do another one a little bit later on. But for everybody's
thank you, Steve.
So everybody knows Lenny DiMuzio, who's been in this business for how long, Lenny? 50 years?
Well, I'm 82, and I guess I get in when I was pretty much my late middle 20s, 25.
All right, 22. So we're talking pretty much 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing stuff and amazing stories.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Lenny.
Thank you very much.